This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. I practice shamanically and for years have been tuned into my intuition. And I would try to explain to people that it's kind of like an inner guidance system. Well, my guest today, Zen DeBruck, clearly defines what I have not been able to for years. Zen is the author of Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. Her website is Zen in a Minute. And I, of course, love that she's going to chat with us about the differences between your intuition and your inner guidance system and how we can all tap into that to bring more joy, more peace, more calm, step into your purpose, and many other things. So welcome to Soulful Living, Zen.
Thank you for having me. I'm really thrilled to be here.
Thank you. And it is really interesting because I have for years told people it's kind of like your inner GPS, intuition, kind of like your inner GPS. And, you know, I talk about traveling on a shamanic journey and how it's like a GPS as well. But you do a wonderful job of sharing the differences between your intuition and your inner guidance system. So let's talk about that. What is it? What is our GPS?
Great. So for the past 23 years, personally and then working with others, I have been researching and uncovering how we each have a factory installed internal guidance system. Literally, when we're born, we have it. It's already turned on for everyone and working. And it's been giving us signals, which we'll do a little exercise so that people can feel it for themselves here in a bit. But they show up in the center of the body as a constriction or an expansion. And it's literally a physical response to what we're thinking. And when our thinking is in alignment and on track and bringing us to our optimal, happiest life, we have an expanded or relaxed, open feeling. And when we're moving away from our optimal, happy life, we have a constricted feeling. And so the difference between this and our intuition is, I also believe that everyone has intuitive gifts, whether they delve into them or practice them or not. They do have them. We're all born with them, but they're different for each person. There's some people see like a visual component, others hear things, others feel things, or have a sense of knowing. And even when two people have like visions, they can show up completely different. One may have it in black and white, and the other in color. You know, mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. And so the internal guidance system that we're born with operates the same way in everyone. And so it's something that can be easily taught to everyone to use on a regular basis. And then you can use that in combination with the intuitive gifts that you have in order to help them, help those gifts be more accurate and know how to use those gifts in a responsible, efficient way.
Well, that gave me chills from head to toe. And what I get is that your inner GPS is more of a physical, maybe a physical feeling. Is that correct?
It is. It is a physical feeling that's happening throughout our days, every day.
So when we say, you know, listen to your gut, you know, when we talk about listen to your gut and you feel something associated with that, like, so I used to teach my kids, you'll know the difference between right and wrong by how it feels in your stomach. You know, like if it feels tense or you feel, you know, crampy or whatever, then that's probably not the right thing to be doing. Right.
Yes.
So is that similar to what you're talking about?
It is very similar. So it shows up whenever we have a lump in our throats or a tight anxiety feeling in our chest or a sick feeling in the solar plex area.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the constriction feels like. And that means that what you're thinking in the moment is not true and out of alignment or not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So let's say if your kid that you're just talking about is thinking about sneaking out of the house with a friend and going to a party, mm-hmm. and the thought of sneaking out of the house gives them a sick feeling in their stomach and their chest, that means that they should not do that. You're right.
Right.
Sometimes, though, it could be thinking like, to advance into more, adult, thinking maybe you're going to get fired or your spouse is having an affair and you feel that sick feeling. Mm-hmm. That means, again, what you're thinking is not true,
mm-hmm.
not going to happen, out of alignment. So you have to, it's all about changing your thinking.
And what might it feel like if you were open, if you were anticipating getting a job and you felt really open about it?
I think that's a great segue into just jumping in and doing the exercise.
Okay, let's
then
do
people
it.
People can feel it, and then we can explain that. So it's really simple. If you can't do this, then I'll send you to zeninamoment.com, and you'll get to watch a video. Like if you're driving or walking around it somewhere, we're listening to this on your phone. But for those of you who are able to, just sit down with your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. If you could just do that, we're going to take about a minute here, and I'm going to walk you through feeling your internal guidance system for yourself.
Okay, Remy, my producer, get your feet flat on the ground because we're going to do this together.
Yay.
Okay.
Right. So it's really about feeling your body because that's where the internal guidance system shows up. So just everyone out there, just please put your feet on the floor and feel the bottom of your feet resting on the floor. The bottom of your feet. And what you'll notice that they have like a tingling sensation or maybe a little warmth that happens just because you put your awareness there. Good. And then bring your awareness to the palms of your hands. Just notice how your palms feel. Once again, you might notice a little tingling happening, a little sensation. And then listen to the room around you. You'll hear my voice. And then also there'll be some background sounds that you might hear, like I hear a crow in the background at my house. So just feel your feet and your hands, and I am going to give you two sentences, and just let them pass through your mind like a cloud does through the sky. And here's the first sentence. I do not have an internal guidance system. Notice any sensation between your throat and your upper solar plex area as you hold that thought. Don't think about it too much, just let it float through. I do not have an internal guidance system, any sensation. And then focus on your feet and your hands again. And we're going to go to the next thought. I do have an internal guidance system. Noticing any sensation between your throat and your solar plex again. I do have an internal guidance system. All right. And then just wiggle your toes and come back to here. Okay. So what did you feel? How was that?
That was really cool. So I could feel the tingling in both my feet and my palms. And when I thought to myself, I do not have an inner guidance system, at first I felt almost like my throat was closing, like I wanted to throw up. And I felt this real heavy weight on my shoulders, kind of like at my collarbone. Mm-hmm. And then as I said to myself, I do have the inner GPS, it felt light, like it was all kind of clearing away and open.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, that was really amazing. That sensation in my throat when I said I don't, it was like almost like I couldn't breathe for a second.
Yeah. Exactly. That's brilliant. So that's what people report. And if anybody out there didn't feel this, don't worry. All it is that you might have had a lot of different thoughts going on about what you're doing today or things, just your mind going on. And so the more you quiet your mind, the easier it is to feel. But I promise you have one. And what most people report in the first sentence, I do not have an internal guidance system, is exactly that. A lump in the throat or a tightness in the chest or like a churning in the stomach, a heaviness, like they can't breathe, or a wilting sensation inside. You can have any one or all of those sensations, and that's closing. That means what you're thinking is not true, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people call it, because they haven't known they have this system, is they call it stress, anxiety, worry, fear, frustration, overwhelm. When people are in those states, they're actually receiving guidance that what they're thinking is not true, not going to happen. And then what people report when they have an opening is an expanded feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that tension leaves and there's more breath. They're uplifted. Some people even report like an energy, a little bit of this energy going up in a V.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called opening. And that's where we have our passion and our purpose and we feel a discernment or a state of knowing or faith that's in the center of our body that's unshakable. So we are being guided throughout our day as to which thoughts are moving us towards where we really truly desire to be. I'm finding that we all have our own destiny blueprint of an optimal life,
mm-hmm.
and that our thoughts are what actually carry us towards or away from that. Because
mm-hmm.
we all get kind of piled up with belief systems and what other people think we should be doing or not doing or who we are and what we're worth and all of that. And it's this internal guidance system is helping us uncover that and get back to who we truly are authentically.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's two things came to my mind. It is the ultimate form of self-love.
Yes.
The ultimate form of self-love, because you are tuning into your true self and listening to where your true self wants to go, needs to go, you know, for lack of a better word, should go, right?
Yes.
I think that's beautiful. And it also reminded me, of course, with your Zen in a Minute title of your website.
A moment. Zen in a moment.
Right.
There you go, yeah.
That it's so Zen. It's like the middle path, you know. It's
yes.
like that ultimate space of contentment mm-hmm. and joy, not too exuberant and joyful and not too far down to the other spectrum. And that if you're feeling a depression or anxiety in your life, practicing this and being more open to it can help you come out onto the other side.
Yes. Yes. In fact, if you're feeling anxiety and depression in your life, that is your IGS, internal guidance system, telling you that what you're thinking is not true. And so the most incredible part of this that I've found over the years is that when you begin using it,
mm-hmm.
you suddenly realize that there is a presence. There is a deep, loving presence that cares about the thoughts that you're having and wanting you to be happy. And it is never, ever going away. It's always there with no judgment, just supporting you and having a choice
mm-hmm.
and knowing which choices to make. And it's this connection point that feels really nourishing and beautiful. And there's so many people who are yearning for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now, and a knowing that they're not alone on a bigger, grander cosmic scale, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. This is like this amazing internal presence. It's talked about in all the wisdom traditions, and lots of philosophers for thousands of years have been mentioning this expansion and contraction and this presence in the center of our body.
Mm-hmm. And I found that really interesting, too, because I used to have the belief that the heart was kind of like the center of our body. And I started bringing my awareness, not just to my heart, but to my solar plexus and my sacral, and realizing that, you know, that whole area really speaks to you. And in your book, Your Inner GPS, you clearly define how to tune into that. So how do we get more people to embrace this? You know, I get it, you know, through your work and through your book, and wouldn't it be awesome if we could teach kids in elementary school, before kindergarten even, to learn to trust that guidance?
Yes.
What a
yes.
whole different world we would have.
It would be so great. I would love to be able to bring this to children in, you know, from and parents, just from the beginning, very, very beginning. Most of our programming for each of us happens between the ages of 0 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of stuff gets put in there. And it would be really wonderful if the parents were able to guide their children using their own internal guidance system and then teaching them how to use the entire internal guidance system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to get more people using it. I've been out for 15 years now. banging my drum and my, you know, blowing my trumpet about how extraordinary this system is. And, you know, I want it to catch fire, and because what I have seen in the thousands of people who have, you know, and I'd love it to be millions, who have mm-hmm. used it, it's like a very quick route to success and happiness, and level of deep fulfillment and authenticity, and just really being grounded and centered in your life in a whole new way. And it, and then what happens is, you know, that on Maslow's law of needs, what happens very quickly is all of a sudden I find people's lives come into order in all areas, finances, career, relationships, and things, and then they are able to turn and begin being a contribution and giving their gifts in a way. So there's so many beautiful people who have gifts and they're struggling out there to get their needs met so that they can give their gifts more, and this is one of the ways that it quickly is able to happen, and you can follow the divine guidance step by step, like the breadcrumb approach, mm-hmm. where you need to be and to be able to make a contribution. And there's no time in history like now where we need everybody giving their gifts and contribution in order to get this place back to heaven on earth.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. So listeners, I'm chatting with Zen DeBruck. You can find all of her information here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio. And we're talking about your inner GPS and how to really step into living, I think, a more fulfilling life. You know, the title, the tagline on your book, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. And I think, as you said a few minutes ago, that you can use this to expand every area of your life, not just one aspect, right? You can use it in relationships and family and health, and really pay attention to that expanding awareness. So when you coach people and you guide people on stepping into it, you coach them on paying attention. Are there other things that they could pay attention to? Like, what if they feel neutral?
Yes. So neutral is a valid guidance point, too, where you're not really feeling any expansion or contraction. You're in a centered place. And there's two kinds of things that cause a neutral. One is if there's nothing that needs to be done now. Very often what happens is that people get to a place after studying this where they're just naturally in this state of relaxed calm. I call it feeling light, open, and wise. There's not really much going on because they're on track. Their thoughts are in alignment. They're on track in their life. They're doing what they need to do. And it's just this really lovely, yummy place of contentment that just feels great. And then also neutral happens when you're off track in your thinking, but you're not moving towards or away. It's always about your thoughts. And so you have to learn how to play with your mind and understand different ways to work with your mind. That's what really the bulk of what I teach is. The IGS piece is easy. It's the mind that gets a little complicated. And so you have to play with your thoughts a little bit in order to get it to move. It's like the hot cold game. Mm-hmm. You remember when you warm, no, hot, yeah,
right.
Except it's happening inside your body. And so, you know, when warm is like not cold or hot, it's just warm, which is neutral. And so you have to play with your thoughts, and you say, oh, that's not it. I just got a tightening. Okay, I'm moving away from what's good for me. What if I think about, I'm going to move. What if I move to another city? Oh, I opened a little bit. Okay, what about Los Angeles? No, closed. What about San Francisco? Oh, I opened bigger, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing. And so you have to play with your thoughts when you have a neutral.
And what about when you feel like it's incorrect? You know, what if you, of course, that's probably your ego mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about when you let your ego follow that path and you feel like it's incorrect? Is there a way that we can kind of recheck that?
Yes, and this happens a lot in the beginning. I don't know about rechecking so much, but what I can say is that it's you have to build trust, and mm-hmm. I teach people to build trust through doing practices and getting coaching and group sessions where they get to hear other people and also be coached over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, everyone that begins doing this, they'll come up against something where they don't want the answer that they're getting. They don't want the guidance. So it may be that they need to stay in a relationship that's been really a big struggle. and it closes them when they think about leaving and ending the relationship, and it opens them to stay, but they're so tired inside they don't want to be there anymore and put in any more work, right? That's an example. And what happens is that, or staying at a job, or you know, staying out of a teenager's life, they may get an opening that it's none of their business and their teenager can handle it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go to metal, they get a closing, you know, when they go to give input that's not necessary, they get a closing, but they can't help themselves. Their internal parent and the responsibility of being parent overrides their IGS. Those kinds of things do happen. The thing is, though, they never work out.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the closing, you'll find that it doesn't turn out the way you'd hope, and there's sorrow and unhappiness there. And when you follow the opening, it works. And over time, it's your mind, the ego mind, like you said, you begin to see it as not a part of who you are as your personality, but instead it's a tool. It's an imagination tool to create your life and to dream and to go bigger and to find solutions. And this other part of you, this inner GPS, is actually more deeply connected to who you are, and you begin to surrender to it and release your need to be the personality or the mind. And it's a really interesting process. Some people fall into it easily and are like, oh, yay. And other people are like, ah, this is the scariest thing I've ever been through. What's going, you know, I don't know what to do, you know. Even though their life's working out better, it's still like, I'm not used to being this way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're held, when I do the online courses that I teach all over the world, you're held in that space so that you can move through it whichever way you have it.
Well, and it is really stepping into a place of trust and faith, you know, faith in yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Total faith in yourself. So you've been practicing, you've been living this. I'm not even going to use the word practice. You've been living this for years. Can you give us an example of something that you've trusted? I know there's a couple areas in the book where you talk about different businesses that you've had or been involved with. So give us a couple examples of how you've really stepped into trusting your own inner guidance system.
Yeah, so one of them is on a business level. Like I built a multi-million-dollar business in technology back and started in 1996, 97, and then went all the way to 2002. And we went through the crash in 2001 and built really fast, really successful, very solid, working with Fortune 500 companies. And then when the crash happened, I thought we were going to, you know, I had followed my IGS, and I thought we were going to be able to manage, because I diversified us into Europe because I knew the U.S. was in trouble. But it didn't matter how stable the companies were or how I opened. The crash was just global. It was too big.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through a period of closure where I was like, and I didn't really realize it. You know, one of the things that happens is that it takes time to really go like, oh, wait, I'm closed. That means what I'm thinking isn't true. It's like we're so used to being in a closed stress state that we buy into it quickly and we stay there. And it's really helpful to have somebody go, wait a minute. Hey, you're closed. That means what you're thinking isn't true. Oh, yeah. So what is true? So for a while, I was thinking, I'm a failure. I had $1.2 million worth of personally secured investment in my company that I had vouched for personally. And I was just totally in a place of chaos and worry and stress. And then one night I woke up and I was stressing in the middle of the night, as we do in these situations. And it suddenly dawned on me, wait a minute, I'm closed. Okay. So that means what I'm thinking isn't true. I'm not a failure. This isn't going to be the worst thing. I was 30 years old. I'm not going to have, my life isn't over. This is like, and I was trying to find that opening thought. And so the first thought was, that opened me finally, was I'm like getting my experiential MBA here. That's what's happening. I'm going to learn a lot moving us out of this open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came upon this really amazing thought, which was, it takes a heck of a woman at 30 years old to get herself into $1.2 million worth of personally secured debt. There's no asset attached to it. It was just my word that that money came in. And I'm still that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't give me the money because I was successful necessarily. They gave it to me because they trusted me with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do right by that. I'm still that woman. I can figure this out. And I got the biggest opening, one of the biggest openings in my life. The other one was my husband when he asked me to marry him.
Mm.
And it turned everything around. It put a pep in my step. I realized that everything was going to be fine, that this was part of my process, that the people that I cared about were going to be okay, that trusted me with their funds. And I, you know, it changed everything. It's like that once you find an opening, it doesn't matter how dire the situation is, once you find your opening and you take a step into that direction, the next one comes and the next one comes and the next one comes, because truly, truly, I've seen this with thousands of individuals. The universe, all that is, whatever it is, wants us happy and successful.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that we give an opening for that to be a possibility in our lives by following your opening of your IGS, it's like all the angels sing and they start throwing opportunities your way.
Mm-hmm.
And you move through it super fast.
And I am a firm believer of that. So I'm excited about practicing more. And I love how you said stepping into it, you know, stepping into the next one and the next one and the next one, so that you have in front of you so many valid reasons, valid points, valid examples of how the universe is really working on your behalf. Well, Zen, we're down to the wire. We have maybe 30 seconds left. And I want to thank you so much for joining me here and sharing your work. I'd love to do this again and really get in deeper with the listeners. And I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a thought they can take out into the day to empower their life or elevate their soul. What would that be for you?
That you are never alone, that there is a beautiful, beautiful, wise, divine energy that's constantly paying attention to you, loves you, and finds you important.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here with us again. Listeners, you can find all of Zen's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio.